It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, we welcome you in to Real Estate Today. I'm Joey Kieran, of course, filling in this week for Kyle Bailey, who is off to Italy. I'm joined by Mary Gilbert, team leader of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Mary, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program with us here today. Where are you exactly at today?
Well, good morning, Joey. I'm actually at the Benson Hotel in downtown Portland. It's so beautiful down here, and I'm actually here for a mastermind called Metrics Mastermind, where we're talking about real estate, investing, leadership, and personality styles.
She is always working to get better educated on what's going on with the real estate market. So it's great to have you with us. And sounds like you're here to talk today about one of the community here in Roseburg's most desirable areas.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it.
Well, Garden Valley, it has really built a reputation up as one of the premier places to live here in Douglas County. For those who may not be familiar with it, what sets this area apart?
Yeah, if you're new to the area or don't know much about this area, Garden Valley is unique because it offers a lifestyle that blends the natural beauty, convenience, and variety. So you're close to downtown Roseburg, but the setting feels like a retreat. And you're going to find rolling hills, vineyard views, golf course living, and even river frontage. So that combination makes it attractive to everyone from young families looking for space to retirees wanting tranquility to luxury buyers searching for their dream estate.
So it sounds like it's not just one type of home buyer that might be looking to find something out there, that Garden Valley appeals to quite a bit of people.
Yeah, Garden Valley does have a nice mix of homes. So you've got those established neighborhoods that have the starter and mid-range homes, and then you have the luxury estates on acreage with the custom architecture and high-end finishes. And one of those most notables is you have the Meadows subdivision, which features some of the most stunning properties in the region.
Oh, now that sounds nice. What about amenities? What do people who live out there get to enjoy?
Yeah, so in Garden Valley, the Roseburg Country Club is out there. So they offer golf and social events. There's also several wineries that are part of the Umpqua Valley Wine Trail. You've got quick access to the North Umpqua River for fishing, kayaking, or floating. And you're just minutes to town for shopping, dining, and medical service. So hard to find neighborhood that offers all of these conveniences.
It definitely sounds nice. I will admit that that's an area that, you know, when I'm just interested in perusing what's on the market, I always like to look out there. And I imagine that with all of those factors, that demand to try and get into that area is quite strong.
So if you're a buyer out there shopping for a home in Garden Valley, inventory is limited out there. So when a quality home in that neighborhood hits the market, it often gets a lot of attention. So, you know, be prepared, get pre-approved, and be ready to pull the trigger when you find that Garden Valley home.
Well, that definitely is an interesting area and one to keep an eye on for those that might be in the market around here. Now, it looks like time to take a look at some of the new listings in this area. So I know you've got some new ones this week, including one right here in the heart of Garden Valley.
Yeah, so... You know, this is an interesting one. We have a couple of homes out there that have hit the market. So, yep. 367 Ridgecrest Drive. This actually overlooks Garden Valley. This home has a really nice price on it. It's over 4,000 square feet with all of the views of Garden Valley. 367 Ridgecrest Drive. It's offered for sale at $699,000. So super buy on that. Homes up there have been selling in the $800,000 to $1 million price point. So get a chance to have a really nice big house with like an ADU potential for under $700,000.
Yeah, that looks like a gorgeous home.
Yeah, and this one just came on a day ago, 443 Old Garden Valley Road. This is a 1950s, kind of a mid-century modern feel. This house is on 3.8 acres. One level, three bedroom, 2.5 bath, 2674 square feet. This is $779. So this is right there near the country club and River Forks Park. So, and near those wineries. So it has everything there.
Well, it sounds like you got even more for us.
I got one more. This one is another one out 161 Lower Garden Valley Road. So 4.29 acres, 3-bedroom, 3.5-bathroom home, over 5,600 square feet of space. It's a modern farmhouse style home, and it has your own private vineyard.
Ooh.
So turnkey commercial winery on just over 4 acres. If you want to get into the winemaking business and have an established vineyard, this is it. They have plenty of events out here. It's turnkey, ready to go. It's listed at $1,499,900.
Dang, that is an interesting opportunity there. Well, some cool listings that Mary has for us. Let's also take a quick look at what's going on across Douglas County here this week.
Yeah, so here's the weekly snapshot. So with a comparison to last week's numbers, so new listings in the last 7 days, we had 43 come on the market. That's a sharp drop from the 62 we had in the prior week. So we're seeing fewer homes hitting the market. Back on market properties, there were 15 this week compared to zero last week. So more homes are circling back for another try. Sometimes this is homes that were pending that came on back on the market, or properties that were expired that came back on. Price changes, 56 this week. That's down from 76 in the prior week. So sellers are adjusting pricing less this week, but it looks like we're just seeing overall less activity. Pending sales, this is the number I like to see. It was 40 this week compared to 32 last week. So buyer activity is holding steady and slightly stronger. So kind of an interesting trend when we see more pending sales and fewer listings coming on. So that might be changing inventory. And closed sales also took a jump this week. We had 34 closed sales compared to 26 in the prior week. And it's always good to see closings ticking up. So, and lastly, expired listings. These are homes that didn't sell. So we had 8 this week, down from 17 in the prior week. So, Joey, overall, we're seeing fewer new listings and price reductions. But we are seeing more activity with pending and closed sales, which suggests buyers are still active and inventory is tightening.
And just kind of quickly, you know, we're starting to see there's a weather change coming up this weekend into next week. We're into fall officially. Is this a time when things maybe slow down a little bit on buyers getting into the market?
You know, it's interesting. So normally what we see at this time of year, we might see a little bit of a slowing trend, but we kind of do see a mad rush sometimes. Mm. There's people that are leaving other areas and they're wanting to get settled in before the bad weather starts. So, and the people that start looking in the fall and winter, they're very serious. They're not looky-loos usually. They have a very serious reason why they need to get moved into that new home.
Yeah, I know that the seasons, it always brings a bit of a change when it comes to that real estate market. So, well, as we are heading into what is a beautiful weekend, would be probably a great opportunity to get out and view some homes that might be for sale. If someone is looking to try and connect with you and your team about buying or selling, how do they reach you?
Yeah, so definitely. Or, you know, we're always happy to give a helping hand, and you guys can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office. Our doors are always open Monday through Friday, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or visit us online at marygilbert.com.
Mary, do you guys do any real estate in Italy? Kyle may have some questions when he comes back.
I know. I've been seeing where he's going. I think he's liking it too much. I'm afraid he won't come back.
I know.
He could do the radio remotely.
I mean, there is that possibility. I thought that maybe that home with a vineyard might entice him to come back here and hang out with us back in Roseburg after his luxurious
trip.
Exactly.
So you can have a taste of Italy right here in Garden Valley.
There you go. I think we'll have to make sure that Kyle knows that one is on the market for him. Mary, I really appreciate the time. Again, that is marygilbert.com. Thanks again, Mary, for all of your time. And thanks to our listeners for turning in to Real Estate Today. We'll be back next week with more updates from Mary and on our local housing market. Thanks so much, Mary. Have a great rest of your Friday.
All right. Thank you, Joy.